It's not where you'd normally go for a Thanksgiving feast, but the National Museum of the American Indians Mitsitam Cafe is famous in Washington for serving great food with a generous dollop of cultural appreciation.
We always learn something new, so you get to have a delicious lunch and you learn a lot.
The museum celebrates Native American history and culture, and executive chef Richard Hetzler offers these edible culture lessons to take home for Thanksgiving dinner.
You know, we want people to eat seasoning. We want them to realize what Native Americans probably would have been eating at that time, so they really get to see and taste some of those true ingredients.
At this time of year in the northeastern U.S., that means squash and pumpkins and root vegetables, including some unusual ones.
So these are the fresh black radish that we use, something that most people wouldn't think of as even being edible. If you walk by this at your farmer's market, you probably think, what am I going to do with this thing?
But roast them with a little oil, he says, and they make a great salad. Hetzler wants to encourage people to be a little adventurous, hence the buttermilk fried alligator.
People, because of being in the museum, become very generous eaters, or they like to try different things that might not be in their typical comfort zone.
Okay, there was no alligator at the first Thanksgiving. That's a southern thing. Hetzler admits taking some liberties with the Thanksgiving menu. Pilgrims and Indians probably did not dine on smoked duck salad with a golden beet vinaigrette. But duck? Yeah, probably. And a corn, bean, and squash dish called succotash.
Succotash definitely, we think, would have been represented. It's a very traditional Native American food.
Don't worry, they still serve the traditional turkey and cranberry sauce. But for people who want a bit of museum sophistication on their Thanksgiving table, the Mitsitam Cafe is the place.
And we become a living exhibit within the museum because they get to taste, feel, smell, you know what I mean, and really immerse themselves in that Native culture.
And enjoy some great food while doing it. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.